天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢，我们将来学习十诫中的第四诫，那就是当纪念安息日，守为圣日。亲爱的听众朋友们，何为安息呢？而哪一天又是真正的安息日呢？再说了，我们现在生活那么忙，工作压力那么的大，要供房子、车子、妻子、孩子等，哪里来的安息呢？而且时间又是如此的紧迫，我连睡觉的时间都没有呢，更何况安息呢？亲爱的朋友们，若你现在有这样的处境，那就让我们暂时的安静在神的面前，跟着麦克牧师一起来看看何为真正的安息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is our prayer that this broadcast has been a blessing to you.
我们祈求神使用这个节目赐福给你。
And I hope that you would write to us and tell us.
同时，我也希望你能写信来和我们分享。
Whether you get in touch with us through the internet or through mail, we love to hear from you.
无论你是通过信函还是使用电子邮件，我们都很愿意听到你的回应。
Time is a rare commodity.
时间是一种稀有珍品。
And when you try to grab onto it, it runs away from you.
当你想要抓住它的时候，它却从你的身边滑走了。
Scientists are telling us that we do a lot more in a week than our ancestors probably did in a month or a year.
科学家告诉我们，现在我们一周所做的事要比古人一个月甚至一年中所做的事还要多。
We think that modern luxuries of cell phones and faxes and emails would make our lives easier.
我们以为手机、传真机和电邮这些现代的奢侈品能够让我们的生活变得更轻松。
But instead, they often cause us more stress.
其实他们常常会给我们造成更多的压力。
Many of us would say that we are exhausted most of the time.
很多人都说自己总是感到疲惫不堪。
Because we have a natural tendency to forget to place importance on rest.
那是因为我们有一种天生的倾向，就是忘了休息的重要性。
God gives us the fourth commandment out of love for us.
神出于爱我们的缘故，颁布了第四条诫命。
It is out of his loving heart that he said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
神出于慈爱的心对他的子民说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath unto the Lord.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。
On it you shall do no work.
这一日无论何工都不可做。
Neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals and the alien within your gates.
你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
The Sabbath should be a day that belongs to the Lord alone.
安息日应该成为单单属于神的一天。
It should be also a day for you to rest from your labor.
它也应成为你从劳碌中得到休息的一天。
If you have discovered this broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听我们的节目，
We are in the middle of a series on the Ten Commandments.
我们正在讲有关十诫的信息的中间部分。
And the fourth commandment is probably the most misunderstood commandment.
第四条诫命也许是最容易让人误解的一条诫命。
I want to explain to you why.
我想来解释一下这其中的原因。
The reason it is misunderstood is because our human nature being what it is, we think in extremes.
它容易被人误解，是因为我们人的本性中总是喜欢走极端。
We either fall into the extreme legalistic interpretation of this commandment.
我们若不是陷入一种极端教条的解释这条诫命。
Or we reject it and ignore it altogether.
要么就是忽略和拒绝它。
Another reason for misinterpretation is this.
另外一个产生误解的原因是。
Because the fourth commandment is the one commandment which is mentioned in all three laws that God gave his people.
这第四条诫命在神给他的百姓所颁布的三部律法中都有提及。
It has become an open door to exotic and foreign interpretation.
他为那些离奇和荒谬的解释开了方便之门。
Some of you might be saying, what are these three laws?
有些人也许会问，是哪三部律法？
Those of you who have heard the very first message in this series, you will remember that God gave his people three laws in the Old Testament.
如果你们听过这个系列信息的第一讲，应该还会记得，在旧约中，神给他的百姓颁布了三部律法。
He gave them the ceremonial law, which is fulfilled in Christ.
他给他们颁布的礼仪法已在基督里得到成全。
He gave them the civil law, which was ended with the Old Testament.
神给他们颁布的民法已随着旧约时代的结束而终结。
And then he gave them the moral law, the Ten Commandments, which are for all people all the time.
神还给他们颁布道德法，也就是十诫，要让人们永远遵守。
And so, because this commandment belongs to all three laws, it has become a target for misinterpretation.
由于这条诫命同时属于这三部律法，因此也就成了曲解的目标。
Some people thought they were helping God out by creating their own interpretation of the fourth commandment.
有些人以为他们可以用自创的对第四条诫命的解释来帮助神。
So some of the rabbis came up with 39 clarifications of this one commandment.
因此一些拉比用了39条说明来解释这一条诫命。
And those 39 clarifications were divided into categories and subcategories.
这39条说明又分成若干类别和子项。
So that there was a specific clarification for every area of life.
这样生活中的每一个领域都有其特别的说明。
Let me give you an example.
让我来给你举一个例子。
One category forbade the carrying of any load whatsoever on the Sabbath.
有一项规定是禁止在安息日携带任何重物。
Then they qualified this prohibition with another prohibition.
他们又把这项禁令和其他的禁令联系起来。
And so on and so on until nothing was left out.
如此这般，他们对可否携带的任何东西都有了规定。
So they said,
于是他们说，
Anything that is heavier than a dried fig constitutes a load that cannot be carried on the Sabbath.
任何超过一个干无花果重量的东西，在安息日都不准携带。
That is why the Lord Jesus Christ tried over and over again to correct all these misconceptions regarding the Sabbath.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督一再尝试着要纠正所有这些关于安息日的错误观念。
The Lord Jesus Christ pointed out the error of this perception of the Sabbath.
主耶稣基督指出了对安息日的错误理解。
The Lord Jesus Christ made it clear that the Sabbath was created for man and not man for the Sabbath.
主耶稣基督清楚地指出，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日而创造的。
But there is something you must understand here about the Ten Commandments.
关于十诫，有些概念你一定要弄清楚。
The Ten Commandments are God's gift to humanity, not for punishment.
十诫是神给人的礼物，而不是给人的惩罚。
The Ten Commandments are the expression of God's love to humanity, not his anger.
十诫所表达的是神对人的慈爱，而不是神的愤怒。
And it is out of his love and mercy and grace that God gave us the commandments.
正是出于神的慈爱、怜悯和恩典，他才给我们颁布了这些个诫命。
And that is why he gave us the fourth commandment saying, One day a week you must stop running around and focus on me as you rest.
因此神给我们颁布第四条诫命，并说，每周一天，当你休息的时候，你必须停止忙碌，而来专注在我身上。
One day a week you must forget about your work and remember my work of creating you and redeeming you.
每周一天，你必须忘掉手中的工作，而来思想我对你的创造和救赎。
One day a week you must mentally, physically, and psychologically cease your normal activities in order that you may do the work of remembering me.
每周一天，你必须在精神上、身体上和心理上停止日常的活动，这样你才能来纪念我。
In fact, the fourth commandment was truly God's mercy to his people.
事实上，第四条诫命的的确确是神对他百姓的怜悯。
Until they came into the wilderness and heard the command of God, they had no Sabbath.
在进入旷野并听到神的命令之前，他们没有安息日。
They worked 7 days a week.
他们一周工作七天。
They had no rest from day to night.
他们昼夜不停，没有休息。
And that is why God said, I do not create man to live for work, but work for man.
因此神说，我创造人类，并不是让他们为工作而活，而是为人设立了工作。
And it is out of love for us that he wanted us to take 1 day a week and dedicate it to him as we rest from our labor.
正是出于对我们的爱，神希望我们能够从一周之中拿出一天来献给他，同时也可以从劳碌中得到休息。
Please listen very carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
There is one thing that believers in Christ often forget.
在基督里的信徒们常常忘了一件事。
That when you are obedient to God,
那就是当你顺服神的时候，
God can bless 6 days far more than 7.
神会赐福你，让你的六天比七天更有果效。
But sadly, in the Old Testament, God's people kept on breaking the Sabbath.
但可悲的是，在旧约时代，神的百姓不断地违反安息日的诫命。
They were wondering if they would miss out on some business deal.
他们生怕会错过一些做生意的机会。
So they worked on the Sabbath.
因此他们在安息日仍要工作。
They were wondering if they would miss out on some opportunity to make more money.
他们生怕会错过一些赚钱的机会。
So they worked on the Sabbath.
因此他们在安息日仍要工作。
And God kept on saying to them through the prophets again and again, please obey the Sabbath.
神透过先知反复地告诫他们，请遵守安息日的诫命。
This is what I created you to do.
这是我创造你们，想要你们做的。
I want you to focus on me 1 day a week.
我希望你们每周有一天专注在我身上。
And finally, when they would not heed his command,
然而最终他们没有听从神的命令。
God permitted them to be taken into exile and slavery.
于是神容让他们被掳到异国他乡，并成为奴隶。
Until they learned that lesson.
直到他们学到了这个功课。
But there is something else that I want to tell you. Please listen carefully.
我想告诉你另外一个重点，请留心地听。
God is giving us three important words.
神给了我们三个很重要的词。
Remember the Sabbath day.
当纪念安息日。
Remembering involves preparation.
纪念包含了预备。
You prepare your heart, your mind, your spirit to have an encounter with the living God.
你要预备你的心、你的思想、你的灵性来朝见永生神。
Remembering the Sabbath day means that you prepare for it mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
当纪念安息日意味着你要在理性、感性和灵性上来预备。
If you approach the Sabbath with great expectations, you will have an encounter with the living God.
当你带着很大的期望进入安息日，你就会与永生神相遇。
In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was the seventh day of the week.
在旧约里，安息日是一周中的第七天。
But in the New Testament, the Sabbath became the first day of the week.
但在新约里，安息日成了一周中的第一天。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the disciples of Jesus Christ saw that Jesus rose from the dead on the Sunday.
因为耶稣基督的门徒在星期天看见了耶稣从死里复活。
Then Jesus appeared to Thomas on Sunday.
然后耶稣在星期天向多马显现。
Then Jesus appeared to the disciples of Emmaus on Sunday.
耶稣在星期天向以马忤寺的门徒显现。
Then the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost came on a Sunday.
接着圣灵在五旬节降临了，那是一个星期天。
And the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 7 tells us,
使徒行传二十章七节告诉我们
that the early church was worshiping on the first day of the week.
早期的教会是在一周中的第一天来敬拜的。
And therefore, the early church saw that Sunday preceded Saturday as the Lord's Day.
早期的教会更看重星期天而不是星期六，因此他们视星期天为主日。
Paul tells the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 16:2.
保罗在哥林多前书十六章二节那里告诉我们
，To take the Lord's money and to set it aside on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week.
在一周中的第一天，主日的时候，要把属于神的钱留起来。
And now Sunday has become the Lord's Day.
如今星期天已成为主日。
A day which we set aside for focusing on God.
这是我们留出来专注在神身上的一天。
Focusing on the work of God.
专注于神的工作。
Some of you probably thought that I was going to give you a list of do's and don'ts on the Lord's Day.
有些人会以为我要给你们开列一个单子，在主日哪些可以做，哪些不可以做。
But I will not do that.
但我不会那么做的。
Because there are people who have to work on Sunday.
因为有人星期天必须工作。
They cannot help that.
他们没有办法。
This command of God is to everyone who has a choice to spend the Sabbath resting from normal activities and focusing on God.
神的这条诫命是给所有那些可以选择在安息日里停止日常活动而专注于神的人们。
For those of us who have that choice, it is a command to every one of us.
这条诫命是给所有我们这些可以选择的人。
But for those who cannot observe it,
而对那些不能遵守的人们,
another day of rest and focusing on the work of God is vitally important.
抽出另外一天来休息并专注于神的工作是非常重要的。
But my listening friend, as I conclude, let me tell you this.
亲爱的朋友,在我即将结束的时候,我想告诉你。
Here is the truth.
事实是这样的。
When Jesus is the Lord of your life,
当耶稣成为你生命之主的时候,
He will be the Lord of Sunday.
他也会成为星期天的主。
If Jesus is the Lord of your life,
如果耶稣是你生命的主,
He will be the Lord of the Lord's Day.
他也会成为主日的主。
And if you want to honor Him, then you obey His command.
如果你想荣耀神，那么就遵守他的诫命。
For just as God wants to be the recipient of the first fruit of your labor with your tithe,
就好像神愿意通过你的十一奉献接受你劳作的出手果子一样的。
He wants to be the recipient of the first fruit of the week.
他也愿意接受一周中的出手果子。
But Jesus gave us a whole new meaning to the Sabbath.
关于安息日，耶稣给了我们一个全新的概念。
He came into the world to finish the work of his Father.
他来到这个世界，为的是做成父神的工。
And thus, he was able to give rest to all souls that come to him.
因此他能够为所有来到他面前的灵魂带来安息。
We do not need to strive for our salvation.
我们不必为了自己的得救而去拼搏。
He gives it to us when we ask him.
当我们向他呼求的时候，他就把救恩赐给了我们。
And he gives our souls rest.
同时他使我们的灵魂得安息。
God is honored when his children focus on him on the Lord's day.
当神的儿女在主日里专注在他身上的时候，神就得着荣耀。
So the question to you, my listening friend, is this.
亲爱的朋友，请问你。
Do you want to honor God?
你愿意荣耀神吗？
That's the question that you need to ask yourself.
这也是你应该问你自己的问题。
It is my prayer that your answer would be yes.
我祈求你的回答会是愿意。
And then write to us and tell us.
请来信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来安息日是为人设立的，在安息日，我们整个人可以从忙碌的生活中平静下来，来聆听神的声音，来注目主耶稣，来享受与他亲密的关系。并且，亲爱的听众朋友们，要知道安息是要努力去进入的，那越是在忙碌的时候呢，我们就越要来亲近他，来享受他。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，愿你今天在此时此刻能够得享真正的安息，安息在主的面前来亲近他。